glad you're here. Fellowship's sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you. We're glad you're here.
Ah, yes, I am so glad that you're here. Go ahead, kick your shoes off here. Let me pull up a chair here at the table. Fellowship, kick your coat off and let's hang out together. Let me get you a glass of sweet tea, maybe some coffee, maybe a donut or two, and let's fellowship together. Welcome to Mark and Friends here on this Thursday, April the 11th, 2019, here on Great News Radio. I am the Friends part of Mark and Friends, Joey Kroll, and I am so glad that you're here. I look forward to our Thursdays together each and every week. And yeah, here we are. It is spring. I had a chance to do lots of yard work, Aubrey and I, this past weekend, and had lots of sunshine and some rain and everything else in between, and did a lot of yard work getting ready for just the spring season. And just so good to sit out on our front porch. We have a bird feeder. I love this. And we sit out on our front porch and we just watch the birds just come and go. And it is it's one of my favorite things. I feel like my grandpa now, but I just love it. It is absolutely wonderful. So anyways, I pray that you're having yourself a wonderful week. In fact, coming up next week, you are invited to the Great News Radio Center next Tuesday, the 16th at 7 p.m. as there's going to be a discussion on why biblically and historically Christians should stand with Israel. The local regional coordinator, Lyndon Allen from the Christians United for Israel, will be speaking about that discussion and what we can do from there. Again, why biblically and historically Christians should stand with Israel and what you can do. It's coming up on Tuesday, the 16th at 7 p.m. at the Great News Radio Center, 112 Lincoln Square in Urbana, right across from the food court. Come on out, be part of that. Great discussion, great conversation. And Christians United for Israel is devoted to educate, empower, and effect change for Israel. You know, God does say quite a bit about Israel, quite a bit about Jerusalem in His Word. So that's coming up on Tuesday. More details on that at our website at greatnewsradio.org. Well, coming up next weekend, not this weekend, but next weekend, Resurrection Sunday, Easter Sunday. And I thought today we're going to talk about the resurrection of Jesus Christ. The resurrection of Jesus Christ. What if the resurrection was fake news? What if Jesus is still in that grave? What if the tomb is not empty? So today we're going to be talking about the resurrection. Fake news coming up right after this on Mark and Friends.
In Christ alone, my hope is found. He is my light, my strength, my song. This cornerstone, this solid ground, found through the fiercest strife.
Thank you.
Well, thank you so much for listening to Mark and Friends today right here on Great News Radio. And back in 2011 in Aurora, Illinois, there was a six-year-old boy, Timothy Pritzen. You may remember the story. And through a series of bizarre events, was missing. Young Timothy was missing. Nobody knew where he was. There were news reports, missing posters everywhere. No one knew where this young man was. It was like he just vanished in thin air. And just a couple of weeks ago, there was a young man who claimed to be young Timothy, claimed to be that he was 14 years old, and how he escaped from his kidnappers. And through DNA testing, it was revealed that he was not Timothy. The story wasn't true. It was false. It was fake news. Actually, it was a young man who was troubled mentally, in fact. But the story wasn't true. His claim was not valid. And as we prepare for Easter, what if, friend? What if the resurrection of Jesus Christ is fake news? If you have your Bible, I encourage you to turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 15. 1 Corinthians 15, we'll look at verse 12. The resurrection, fake news? That's the title of today's study. 1 Corinthians 15, 12 says, "Now if Christ is proclaimed as raised from the dead, how can some of you say that there is no resurrection of the dead? For if there is no resurrection of the dead, then not even Christ has been raised. And if Christ has not been raised, then our preaching is in vain, and your faith is in vain. We are even found to be misrepresenting God, because we testified about God that he raised Christ, whom he did not raise, if it is true that the dead are not raised. For if the dead are not raised, not even Christ has been raised. And if Christ has not been raised, your faith is futile, and you are still in your sins. Then those who have fallen asleep in Christ have perished. If in Christ we have hope in this life only, we are of all people most to be pitied." So we see some tragic things today in the study in 1 Corinthians 15. If the resurrection of Jesus Christ was fake news, we would see some tragic things. One, preaching would be pointless. Verse 14 says, "If Christ has not been raised, then our preaching is in vain." Friend, if Jesus is still in that grave, then what we do on Sundays, what we do on Wednesdays, and what we do during Bible studies, what we do on this radio station means absolutely nothing. I mean, what do you have to talk about if Jesus is still in that grave? Pastors would have nothing to preach about. Pastors would have nothing to preach about. I mean, what is there to talk about? What is there to proclaim? What is there to preach about if Jesus is still in that vein? Our preaching is in vain. It is futile. It is worthless. It is profitless. We might as well just close up shop and go home. But I am so grateful that Jesus is not in that grave. Preaching would be pointless. Our faith would be futile. Verse 14 says, "And if Christ has not been raised, then our preaching is in vain, and your faith is in vain." You know, the neat thing is, friend, the difference between Jesus Christ and every other so-called prophet and everybody else who claimed to be God, the difference between Jesus and them is that they are dead. They lived, they died, and they're dead. I mean, Jesus lived, he died, and praise God, he rose again. Romans 1:4 says, "And he," that's Jesus, "was declared to be the Son of God in power, according to the Spirit of holiness, by his resurrection from the dead, Jesus Christ, our Lord." How do I know that he is the Son of God? How do I know that he can save me? How do I know that the Bible is true? Friend, because of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. That was God's stamp of approval on all that Jesus said, all that Jesus did, all that Jesus taught. He was shown to be the Son of God with power by the resurrection from the dead. We do not serve a dead Savior. We serve, dear friend, a resurrected. We serve a living Savior. So if Christ is in that tomb, preaching would be pointless. Our faith would be futile, and the disciples would be deceivers. Verse 15 of 1 Corinthians 15 says, we are even found to be misrepresenting God, because we have testified about God that he raised Christ. So the disciples are saying, hey, if Jesus is still in that grave, then we're liars. We are liars. You know, the neat thing about the resurrection is that there are eyewitnesses. There are eyewitnesses. The disciples said, hey, we have seen him. We have touched him. We have talked with him. He is alive. He says, if Jesus is still in that grave, I am a liar. I am a liar. You know, many of the disciples, those people who walked with Jesus, served with Jesus for 3 years, many of them died a martyr death. Did you know that? According to church history, many of them died a martyred death. That is, they died for their faith. Think about that. If they were lying about Christ, if they were lying about the resurrection, if they were lying about the power of God through this man that they walked with, why would they die for a lie? Who in their right mind would die for a lie? The disciples, dear friend, would be deceivers. And if Jesus is still in that grave, sin would win. Verse 17 of 1 Corinthians 15, it says, and if Christ has not been raised, your faith is futile and you are, listen to this, still in your sins. Oh, I'll tell you what, dear friend, as a child of God, I'm going to get teared up. It is so good to know that as dirty as I was, as dirty as I am, and as dirty as I will still fall into be growing up and moving forward in life, no matter how dirty I am when I stand before Almighty God. Hallelujah. I know that I will have an advocate in my place and say he is declared not guilty of my account. Come on in. We have an advocate in Christ. Yeah, those things are true. Those things that he did. Oh, yeah, they are true. But I have taken his place. I am his substitute. Friend, if Jesus is still in that grave, we have no advocate. There's no redemption. We're still in our sin. Sin would win. And finally, if Jesus is still in that grave, our future would be frightful. Verse 19 of 1 Corinthians 15 says, if in Christ we have hope in this life, we are of all people most pitied. Friend, there is no hope. If Jesus is still in that grave, there would be no hope. What's the point? What's the point of getting up in the morning if Jesus is still in that grave? Somebody said one time, if Jesus is still in that grave, nothing really matters. If Jesus is still in that grave, nothing really matters. But if Jesus is not in that grave, nothing but that really matters. Friend, if Jesus is still in that grave, preaching would be pointless. Our faith would be futile. The disciples would be deceivers. Sin would win, and our future would be frightful. But hallelujah, on the third day after Jesus was crucified for your sin and my sin, on the third day, the Bible says that God raised him from the dead and now is sitting at the right hand of the Father. We serve, dear friend, a resurrected, living Savior. The resurrection of Jesus Christ changes everything. Yes, that's right. Thanks so much for tuning in to Mark and Friends today. It's Thursday. My name is Joey Kroll. Thanks for tuning in today. Really appreciate your fellowship. If you missed any of today's program, you can go back and listen to it at our website through the audio archives section at greatnewsradio.org. Well, friend, I'm going to hang up my headphones and enjoy the rest of my Thursday. Until next time, just remember that you are salt and you are light and you are the hands and feet of Jesus.